This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
What is up? Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, registered pharmacist number 12275. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne and eczema and rosacea and psoriasis, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may say that's a miracle, this renewing and healing system is really no miracle at all, it's really just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here to help you out on the Bright Side. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take, the ones I recommend, you can give us a shout at 866-582-9 933. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program, you can go over to the website brightsideben.com. You can take a look at the shopping cart, or if you want to start a longevity business, you can click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page at brightsideben.com and start yourself a longevity business, make some money selling longevity products, help me in my mission to educate the world about the importance and the power of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. All right, continuing on with our talk about SSRIs and serotonins, a couple things actually I want to say before we get into the whole anti-anabolic, anti-building effect of serotonin reuptake inhibitors, the anti-building effect of serotonin, the stress hormone that is positioned as a happy hormone by doctors and lay people and drug companies. Before I get into that, I want to talk about a couple of things I mentioned yesterday. Actually, something I said yesterday, something I said the day before. Yesterday I talked about flushing your Prozac down the toilet, flushing your SSRIs down the toilet, and I caused a little bit of a stink. I got a whole bunch of letters from people who said you shouldn't flush your medicines down the toilet, and to a certain extent that is correct. Flushing most medications down the toilet is probably not a good idea, although according to the FDA, there are medicines that they do recommend that you flush down the toilet. You can get a list of these medications from the FDA. I'm not sure why they feel like it's okay. You know, when you take your Prozac, you take your drugs, eventually they're going to end up going down the toilet anyway as they pass through your body, perhaps not in the pure way that they would get into the water supply same way as if you dumped your pills straight into the toilet. But in any case, one way or another, they're going in the water supply, and we do have measurable amounts of drugs in the water supply. That having been said, it's probably not a good idea to flush most medications down the toilet. According to the FDA, you want to actually use something called a medicine take-back program. Some areas, some communities have medicine take-back programs. You're going to want to contact your local county government or your local city government to find out if there are medicine take-back programs, if recycling services will take back medicines in your community. This is if you're on a lot of medications for most folks. Otherwise, your average prescriptions, most people are only taking one or two prescriptions, and they're going to finish the doses, so that's not as much of a problem. But if you do have a lot of prescriptions that you're taking and you decide to bail on your prescriptions and you want to get rid of them, according to the FDA, number one, you can do some research on medicine take-back programs. Number two, you can flush certain medications down the toilet, and you want to go to the FDA website, which is fda.gov, drugs, and there's a list of medications that they do feel like you can flush down the toilet. You got to take the FDA's information with a grain of salt, of course, but this is just in the interest of letting you know. And then the other way that the FDA recommends that you get rid of medications is by taking the medications, mixing them all up into kitty litter or used coffee grounds, putting the whole mixture into a sealed paper bag, and then throwing that sealed paper bag in household trash. This is the way that the FDA on their website recommends that you get rid of medications. So first, the medicine take-back program. Second, flushing down the toilet certain medications, and there is a list on the FDA's website. And then third, wrapping the medications up in kitty litter or coffee grounds, putting the mixture in a paper bag, or in a plastic bag, I'm sorry, sealed plastic bag, and throwing the whole thing out in your household trash. So I wanted to get that out of the way. I got probably 7 or 8 letters from folks saying don't flush your medicines down the toilet, including one from a water guy, a water purification expert in England. So thank you for your letters. Appreciate that. Second thing I want to say, a couple days ago we were talking about serotonin and depression. And I said that there is no association between low serotonin levels and depression. Well, I kind of misspoke. What I meant to say is there is no causal link. It has never been shown that low serotonin in the brain is linked to depression. There is an association. There is anecdotal associations, and there is some research that indicates that people who are depressed have lower levels of serotonin. The problem is you can't really test for serotonin in the brain. Serotonin is largely a blood and digestive hormone. It's only partially, very small amount of serotonin in your bodies and your brain, and it's impossible to test in your brain unless you're dead. Then they can test your brain. But if you're alive, there's no test for serotonin in the brain. So there's no real way to know if serotonin, low serotonin in the brain, is the cause of depression. And my hunch is, because depression is such a complicated subject, it's very, very unlikely. All right. I want to continue talking here about this link between digestive wellness, digestive health, and serotonin, and mental health issues in general. We left off the program yesterday. We left off our talk at the beginning of the program yesterday talking about digestive tract cells that are very, very similar to cells of the pineal gland and cells of the adrenal gland. And these are called enterochromaffin cells. They're actually stress cells. You have cells in your adrenal gland called chromaffin cells. And these chromaffin cells, located in the adrenal glands, are considered to be major cells of the stress system. Well, your digestive tract has its version of these stress cells. They're called enterochromaffin cells. And one of the main roles, if not the main role, of these digestive stress cells, that's what you can call enterochromaffin cells. In fact, that's just what I'm going to call them. I'm going to call them digestive stress cells. You have cells in the digestive system, cells in the digestive tract that are akin, related to cells of the adrenal gland, your fight or flight glands. You basically have a fight or flight system in your digestive tract. We've talked about this a lot, this relationship of stress and digestive health to overall health and wellness. Well, it turns out that you have stress cells in the digestive tract, and guess what? These stress cells, one of their most important roles, perhaps the most important role, is to secrete serotonin. Yet another reason why, or showing how the digestive tract and enterochromaffin cells and serotonin are incredibly connected, very intimately connected to the stress system. And yet another piece of evidence that shows that serotonin is a stress hormone. I was reading a book today, this morning, before I went on the air, called Potatoes Not Prozac. And this was a classic book that came out right around the time Prozac became big in the late 1980s, early 1990s. And it talks about how serotonin is a happy hormone and low levels of serotonin are associated with depression. And the author of this book, Dr. Kathleen Desmaison, says that you should eat a lot of potatoes and lots of carbohydrates to keep your serotonin serotonin levels up. Well, folks, this is just more silliness, more propaganda, more nonsense about the idea that serotonin is somehow connected to joy and bliss and happiness. And the fact of the matter is that not only is serotonin a stress hormone, but the last thing you want to do if you're dealing with serotonin issues is eat more potatoes or eat more sugar of any kind. In fact, one of the classic ways to decrease serotonin response is to raise your blood sugar and raise your insulin. We'll continue this when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health, order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
All right, Welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. If you miss a program, you can get all the programs up there, 2 years almost worth of programs at brightsideben.com. You'll also find a shopping cart with all the longevity products, including the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, and a Join the Team link, the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you want to start a longevity business or join me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. Our number today, 866-582-9933. If you've got a success story you'd like to share, or if you want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have questions about anything we're talking about. We are addressing serotonin, continuing talking about serotonin. By the way, tomorrow we're going to be talking to Dr. Robert Lustig, the author of a new book called Fat Chance. Some of you may have seen Dr. Lustig's YouTube video. If you haven't seen it, it's called Sugar, the Bitter Truth. It's an hour, I think it's about an hour and a half video on the problems associated with sugar intake, especially with fructose intake. Dr. Lustig is the go-to guy, at least in the medical community, on sugar and sugar's relationship to obesity, according to Gary Taubes, who wrote the book Why We Get Fat and What to Do About It. No scientist, is a quote from the book Fat Chance, quote, no scientist has done more in the last 50 years to alert Americans to the potential dangers of sugar in the diet than Dr. Robert Lustig, unquote. We'll be talking to Dr. Lustig in the second half of our program tomorrow. All right, so speaking of sugar, in the book Potatoes Not Prozac, the author, Dr. Kathleen Demaison, and that's Demaisons, if you're interested in looking her up, says that you can upregulate your serotonin effects by eating potatoes, hence the term potatoes, not Prozac. And to a certain extent, she's right, I suppose. The idea being that when you eat sugar, it creates chemical changes, changes in how your body absorbs certain amino acids and certain food chemicals, and the net effect is an increase in serotonin. The problem is that when you eat a lot of sugar, eventually your body stops listening to sugar, and this, instead of causing an increase in serotonin, can cause a decrease in serotonin. In addition, one of the big problems associated with serotonin is the fact that it is a stress hormone, and when you eat lots of sugar, you put your body under a lot of stress. You start to secrete stress hormones, serotonin, among others, histamine, adrenaline, cortisol, and these stress hormones have a net breakdown effect on the body. Long-term serotonin increases, whether it's related to psychological stresses or physiologic stresses or eating lots of potatoes. Long-term serotonin increases shut down the body's ability to grow, shut down the body's ability to repair. Long-term increases in serotonin secretion are a manifestation of the emergency response, the stress response. Serotonin is largely produced by stress cells in the digestive system, cells that we've been calling enterochromaffin cells. Stress cells in the digestive system produce the vast, vast majority of serotonin in the body. And these stress cells in the digestive system are connected to problems with gut bacteria, probiotic issues. These stress cells in the digestive system are related to something called H. pylori. H. pylori is a bacteria that thrives under conditions of low stomach acid. When there's H. pylori abounding in the digestive tract, this is perceived as an emergency, and the enterochromaffin stress cells of the digestive system will secrete more serotonin, causing a clotting of the blood, causing hypertension, causing a decrease in the growth and repair process, causing an upregulation of all of the stress response. Via this gut serotonin connection, pretty much any health issue is possible. Once you've upregulated serotonin production in these gut cells, you could have potential issues with any system in the body, especially the brain. A lot of research on autism and schizophrenia, in addition to depression, involves this sensitivity of these stress cells in the digestive system to H. pylori, to processed foods, to intake of toxins and excitotoxins in processed foods. It's thought that sensitivity of these stress cells in the digestive system may be related to all kinds of brain health issues. By the way, these stress cells in the digestive tract also produce histamine, which is another stress chemical. And remember, the first antidepressant drugs were drugs that controlled histamine. So this whole depression connection to stress chemistry is one that we've known about for decades. If you are dealing with depression, the first thing you want to consider is an upregulation in your body stress chemistry secondary to something you're putting into the system. The bottom line here, folks, is once again, we have this important and plausible connection between the digestive system and health issues that involve stress, especially brain health issues like depression, autism, and schizophrenia. I know I talk a lot about the digestive system. Sometimes I feel like I'm repeating myself ad nauseum. But the more you learn about the biochemistry of the body and the biochemistry of health and wellness and disease and sickness, the more you can see this fundamental, truly basic nature of digestive health to every single system in the body, to the health of every single system in the body. Even systems that seem on the surface to be completely unrelated, like the brain and the blood, are fundamentally connected to the health of the digestive tract. If you are dealing with multiple organ failure, if you've got all kinds of problems and you don't know where to begin, all kinds of systems in the body are falling apart and you don't know what to do, you should always, 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 always return to the fundamentals, which mean digestive health. If you got multiple things going wrong in your body and you don't know where to begin, hit the reset button by fasting completely for a couple of days, or if you can't fast completely, use liquid nutrition, use soups, vegetable waters. If you can't do a complete fast, at least take the load off the digestive system to keep the digestive system from having to process solid foods. Do a food diary, see where you're at, see what kind of foods trigger what kind of digestive issues, use probiotics, take digestive enzymes, use apple cider vinegar, use bone soup, use glutamine and all the other nutritional strategies that we talk about on the Bright Side for addressing digestive health. All right, there's so much more that I want to talk about with serotonin, and we will continue this probably going into tomorrow and on our next Bright Side episode. But the bottom line, at least for today, is the fact that serotonin is a stress hormone. You can upregulate, you can increase serotonin levels by eating lots of sugar, but it's not a great strategy. In the book Potatoes Not Prozac, Dr. Damon Sullins does say that you can eat sugar and you can upregulate your serotonin levels. But number one, given the fact that serotonin is a stress hormone, do you really want to do that? And number two, you're actually putting more stress on your system, and this is how you're upregulating the serotonin system, by eating lots of potatoes and eating lots of sugar, which is never, ever, ever, ever a good idea. This ketogenic diet that is used for seizure disorders is a great diet for everybody to practice. The ketogenic diet is a high protein or moderate protein, high fat, saturated fat especially, which is coconut oil fat, and essential fatty acids, and low carbohydrates. Of course, you always want to make sure that you're getting your micronutrition, your small nutrients, your vitamins and your minerals, your fatty vitamins, your water vitamins, and your minerals. And I can think of no better way to get these micronutrients into your system than the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate Daily from Youngevity. This is why it's so important to supplement, people. If you're not a believer in supplementation, if you're trying to get all your nutrients from your food, your micronutrients, your trace nutrients, the nutrients you need in small quantities, trying to get those from your food, good luck, because it ain't going to happen. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our number 866-582-9933. Tomorrow we'll talk to Dr. Lustig about his book Fat Chance and continue talking about serotonin. And we'll also tell you about the magical, powerful hormone-like substance that comes from...
Men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their love life don't ask if.
They ask when.
So men, spark up your love life, get pleasure and intimacy back, and please your special lady with Epic Nights. Epic Nights is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient herbal ingredients and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Men, Epic Nights is a proven 100% natural product that works first time, every time, even after consuming alcohol. And you won't hear any of those cliche disclaimers, man, because Epic Nights will not give you unwanted side effects, but Epic Nights will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Epic Nights is guaranteed as one of the most effective male enhancers on the web, or will refund your purchase 100%. Buy Epic Nights at buyepicnights.com, spelled buyepicnights.com, or call 1-877-330-1120, 877-330-1120. Epic Nights, one pill,
one Epic Night. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Brightside Pharmacist Ben here. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, or if you want to purchase any longevity products, or if you want to sign up and start yourself a longevity business, head over to my website, brightsideben.com. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Tomorrow we'll be talking to Dr. Robert Lustig about his book, Fat Chance, Beating the Odds Against Sugar, Processed Food, and Obesity. If you're interested in previewing some of Dr. Lustig's work before the program tomorrow, head over to YouTube and Google or search for Sugar, The Bitter Truth, which is his video that's got lots of great information about the fructose epidemic, the sugar epidemic, and all of the health issues associated with excess ingestion of sugar. We'll be talking to Dr. Lustig tomorrow, and we'll also be continuing our discussion on the stress management hormone, serotonin. By now, you guys should all understand that serotonin, far from being the happy and joy and bliss-inducing hormone that we hear about, serotonin is a stress management hormone. Most of the serotonin in the body is produced by the stress cells of the digestive system. Serotonin, increases in serotonin are associated with blood clotting. They're associated with poor sexual function. They're associated with hypertension. Elevations in serotonin are pretty much associated with all of the signs of the stress response. It's a stress management hormone. You need the stuff, obviously, to help you manage stress, but when your serotonin levels are elevated, you ain't going to feel so good. When your serotonin levels are elevated, you're going to be showing up, manifesting all of the signs that are associated with this stress response, especially shutdown in growth and repair. And this is one of the biggest problems associated with the SSRI drugs, the serotonin reuptake drugs that keep serotonin's activity high in the body. They keep serotonin levels high in the brain. This problem with the serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs, you got too much of the stress management hormone, and serotonin partially is responsible for vigilance and alertness, and this is why you get the side effects of the serotonin reuptake inhibitors that we hear about in the papers and on conspiracy radio programs, the side effects that are associated with violent behavior and rage and murders and mayhem and suicides and suicidal thoughts. These side effects are connected to the fact that serotonin increases the body's ability to handle stress, upregulates alertness, upregulates vigilance, upregulates awareness, upregulates blood clotting, upregulates hypertension and high blood pressure, pretty much upregulates all of the signs associated with stress. We'll continue this discussion when we finish up tomorrow and on Monday. Our talk on serotonin and on the SSRI drugs. All right, 866-582-9933 is our phone number. Time to hit the phones. Let's go to California and welcome Helen to the Bright Side. What is up, Helen? Good morning.
Hi. I have a son who was diagnosed with diverticulitis. In fact, he had a puncture, and he was in the hospital for 5 days on an intravenous thing.
Okay. How old's your son?
He's 58, and he's tall, and he's very thin.
Well, your son's got some, if he's 58 and he's dealing with diverticulitis, it didn't just happen. He's had digestive problems his whole life. And you may know that, you may not know that. The point is that diverticulitis is a digestive problem. It's the diverticuli are these little tiny pouches in the intestinal lining, and when you eat the wrong food over the course of time, they can become inflamed, they can become infected, and this can be a very, very painful and very serious and even life-threatening condition. Itis means inflammation, arthritis, conjunctivitis, diverticulitis. Whenever you hear itis, you're dealing with an inflammation. Whenever you're dealing with an inflammation, you're dealing with an activated immune system. Whenever you're dealing with an activated immune system, you're dealing with a defensive response. The immune system is the body's defense system. So when you have an activated immune system, when you have inflammation, something has gotten into the body. Something has gotten into the body that the body perceives as an enemy, that the body perceives as an invader. The body thinks there's an invasion going on, and it kicks in, the defense system kicks in. Sort of like when an enemy airplane comes into the United States airspace, the local Air Force bases will scramble fighter jets to escort that enemy plane out of the airspace. It's basically the same thing that happens in our digestive system and in our body when the body is invaded by foreign enemies. foreign enemies, meaning stuff that's getting into the body that shouldn't be in the body, and usually that's coming in through food. Now, if it's in the digestive tract, it's always coming in through food. You don't breathe something in, and things don't get in through your skin and then enter into the intestine and cause diverticulitis. So diverticulitis means something has gotten into the digestive tract through food, and the digestive system is rebelling. It's defending itself. Does that make sense? You follow so far, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. So we have a defensive response. Now, what are the most likely suspects? What are the most likely foods that will cause defensive response in the body? Well, it turns out it's processed food. It's white bread, white rice, most of your processed candy bars and power bars and breakfast cereals and chips and pretzels and crackers. These are the biggest suspects when it comes to all digestive problems, but especially diverticulitis. Diverticulitis, by the way, is not the same as diverticulosis. Diverticulosis is an extremely common problem. Diverticulitis is when food gets caught in these little pouches and you get an infection or inflammation. So diverticulitis can be considered a defensive response, an immune response. It's so easy to treat, ma'am. It's so simple to treat. First of all, you want to eliminate solid food for a little bit until everything calms down. Keep them on bone soup, on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, on vegetable juices until the infection calms down, until the acute situation resolves itself. That's step number one. Does that make sense? Do you follow that, ma'am?
Yes.
Let me just say one last thing. Okay, one more thing, and I'll let you, and then we can continue. I'll answer your question here in a minute. So first and foremost, you want to eliminate solid food until the situation calms down a little bit. Now, your doctor's not going to tell you that. So this is going to be something that you have to do on your own. Bone soup is wonderful, not just because it's liquid nutrition, but also because it's specifically helpful for the digestive system and for the immune system. So use bone soup, the Beyond Tangy, and also the veggie juices. Then once the situation calms down, then you're going to have to start to make some permanent changes, or your son's going to have to make some permanent changes in his diet, one of which is going to be to gradually increase the amount of fiber that he gets. You don't want to do it all at once. If you've got a problem with diverticulosis or diverticulitis, you want to do it. Start off with small amounts of fiber. I like using ground flax seeds. Get a little coffee grinder, grind up a 3 or 4 tablespoons of flax seeds every morning, and then small amounts, maybe half a teaspoon of flax seeds every 3 or 4 hours. You don't want to go into any kind of diarrhea or loose stools, and too much flax can cause problems with, not just loose stools, it can also cause problems with bacteria. And then the second thing you want to do, there's a lot of things, but the second thing you want to do is make sure he's on a good probiotic supplement, the Nightly Essence from Youngevity. If you can get that, that's great. There's a new Youngevity probiotic that came out just a couple of weeks ago called the Root Beer Belly. That's also a good one. And then a great way to get probiotics or good bacteria in the gut is to use fermented foods, kefir, miso, tempeh, borscht, sauerkraut. You can make your own homemade sauerkraut just by cutting up some cabbage and mixing it in with some starter bacteria. Anything you can do to increase or improve bacteria in the gut is going to help. Hang tight, ma'am. We've got to take a break, but we'll let you ask all your questions and complete the call when we come back. So hang on. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. 866-582-9933 is our number. We will be back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
All right, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We're talking to Helen in California about her son's diverticulitis. There's a difference between diverticulosis, which are little pouches that develop in the intestine, and then diverticulitis is when these pouches get infected. Little pieces of food or fecal material can get in these pouches and cause big, big problems. The way you want to deal with it first and foremost is by not eating for a while until the situation calms down. Fasting is a great strategy. Liquid nutrition, bone soup, probiotics, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, vegetable juices. B-complex is very important. Vitamin C is very important. The amino acid glutamine can be helpful. And once the situation calms down, increasing the amount of fiber that you get in your system can also be very important. Now, you had a couple of questions, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yes. It's been almost a year since he was in the hospital for 5 days, and he couldn't eat anything. He was on IV.
Okay.
And they gave him a lot of antibiotics.
Okay.
And he came out, and he started slowly eating things.
Okay.
But I think he has some... gluten in
oh,
home.
Sweetheart, he's got more than that, but yeah, certainly he's got a...
What I wanted to know, does wheatgrass, he drinks a lot of wheatgrass.
Yeah. Wheatgrass
does
is wonderful.
Does that have gluten?
No, there's no gluten in wheatgrass. Gluten is a sticky... gluten is like glue. That's, we get the word glue from the same place we get the word gluten. Gluten is a very sticky, gummy substance, and it literally will gum up the intestines and it will create allergic reactions. So anytime you have a juice, like a liquid, you're not going to have gluten in there because the gluten would coagulate and create a gummy kind of consistency. Juice does not have any gluten. No juices have gluten. Gluten is only found in gummy, grainy kinds of foods. You ever make paste when you were in kindergarten, when you were a little kid? Or Okay. Well, that kind of reaction is a gluten reaction. You take flour, you add water, and it forms a paste. That's similar to what happens when you put flour in your digestive tract. A paste is created. This is why flour, refined flour, is such a big problem food. That tasty kind of consistency is similar to what happens in the body when you eat gluten. There's none of that when you do juices, especially wheatgrass juice, which is amazingly, amazingly, amazingly nutritionally valuable. Maybe, gram for gram, one of the most powerful nutritional substances you could ever put in your body. I don't want to say the most, because there's lots of really powerful nutritional substances. Algae, for example, is very powerful nutrition, but wheatgrass is amazing, amazing, amazing stuff, and everybody would do well to be doing some wheatgrass juice. There is some unusual sugars in there, and some people will find the taste to be a bit objectionable. But other than that, wheatgrass is amazing stuff, and I highly recommend it. But there's lots more he could do. The most important thing is avoiding the crappy food, avoiding the processed food, eating more nutrient dense food, and reducing his intake of anything that causes digestive symptoms, if it's gluten or fructans or anything that's in grains. This idea of gluten sometimes is so simplistic that we miss the point about the problems with grains. Gluten is just one component in grains that's problematic. There's many components in grains that are problematic, and human beings just have a problem with grains. We're not supposed to be eating grains. They're very difficult for the body to process. All grains. I don't care if they're whole grains, and yes, I know there's wonderful nutritional components in grains, and you can get some good nutritional value out of eating grains, but the downside is just not worth the upside, in my humble opinion, especially if you're already predisposed to having problems. Best to stay away, and you're absolutely correct. If he has diverticulitis, the chances are really good that he's got a gluten problem. Anything else, ma'am?
I can't convince him of it, but...
Well,
but
you can only do what you can do. Yeah, you can lead a horse to
I'd
water.
I'd like to know, does Eichhorn...
Does what?
E-I-N-K-O-R-N.
E-I-N-K-O-R-N? Is that new protein? Somebody's just telling me about it.
It's a flower. It's an ancient...
Eichhorn. Yeah. It's a grain. It's a type of wheat, actually. It's not a corn at all. It's a type of wheat.
Yeah.
And it's a big problem. It ain't good. It's a more ancient wheat. I mean, it's been around for a long time, but it's still got all the problems associated with wheat. It doesn't have gluten in it, though. I'm pretty sure it doesn't have gluten in it. I got to look that up.
It has a little bit, but they say it's not the toxic kind. It's a different kind of gluten.
You know what, sweetheart? There's no need for it. This is the point. Maybe it is good, or maybe he can tolerate it, but there's no real need for it. There's no upside to it. You get a little bit of nutrients, but you don't get any nutrients that you can't get from other sources. And given that he already has digestive problems, it probably isn't a great idea, although it's certainly better than the processed wheat and the GMO wheat that most of us are getting through regular processed foods. All right, got to move on. Thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it. Hope we helped you out. Helen in California. Let's go to Texas and talk to Dave. Welcome to the Bright Side, Dave. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning, Ben. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got an issue with a hyperactive thyroid, which I guess led to Graves' disease.
Okay, no problem. Graves' disease is an autoimmune disease. The thyroid is the third point on our triangle of disease. You got your digestive system, you got your blood sugar system, and then you got your adrenal thyroid system. And you notice that we said the adrenal thyroid system. I didn't just say thyroid, I said adrenal thyroid. And it's very important that we think of the thyroid as part of the adrenal thyroid complex. Your adrenal glands are your body's fight or flight glands, and your thyroid is your body's major regulatory gland. Every single system, every single cell, every single tissue in the body is responsive to the thyroid. So when your thyroid gets whacked out, everything will be whacked out. Now, Graves' disease is a little bit more unusual than the opposite, which is Hashimoto's or low, poorly functioning thyroid. You've got the opposite problem, but you still have a thyroid problem. And the first thing you want to do whenever the thyroid is getting whacked out is, surprise, surprise, focus on digestive health. Graves' disease is an autoimmune disease. That means it's a disease of the immune system. And once again, as we were talking to our last caller, whenever the immune system is active, whether it's an autoimmune disease or some kind of immune response, whatever it is, whenever you got something going on in the immune system, something has gotten into the body that shouldn't get into the body. I know I say that 5 times an hour on the bright side, but it's just so fundamental and so important. Does that make sense, first of all, Dave, that your immune system's activated? Dave?
Digestive problems, and I got them under control.
Well, you think you do. You think you got them under control, but if you still have the Graves' disease, you haven't gotten everything under control.
Right, I understand.
Okay, good. So first of all, don't let them take your thyroid. Did they tell you they want to remove the thyroid, or they want to
remove
it?
Yeah, they wanted it.
Don't do it, people. Please never let any doctor take your thyroid out. It is the most heartbreaking thing to see somebody without a thyroid. It just breaks your heart to see the health disaster that thyroidectomy does. And it is no removal of an organ is good, gallbladder removal or whatever, but thyroidectomy is probably the worst thing that can happen to you in terms of having an organ removed, unless of course you have cancer. So focus on the digestive system, number one. Eliminate problem foods. If you have any digestive issue from gas to heartburn to loose stools to constipation, link them up with foods. Eliminate those foods. Secondly, get yourself on a good probiotic supplement. Get yourself on a great probiotic supplement. Yes, the good ones are expensive, but they're worth it. They're so worth it. The nightly essence will cost you around $60 for a month's supply. It's worth it. So get yourself on a good probiotic supplement. Use fermented foods. Then there's nutrients that you can use to help stabilize the metabolism, especially thyroid metabolism, the chemistry of the thyroid. The B vitamins are extremely important. I'd be using high doses of the B vitamins if I had a thyroid issue. By the way, the B vitamins are known as your stress vitamins. They help the body handle stress. So use the B vitamins. You'll get a bunch of B vitamins in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Vitamin C is very important for the thyroid. It's important for all the glands. It's also an anti-stress vitamin. I would be using high doses of vitamin C. Iodine can be helpful for the thyroid. Use Iodorol, 12.5 to 25 milligrams a day of Iodorol. Vitamin A can be important for the thyroid. In fact, all the fatty vitamins can be important for the thyroid, especially vitamin A and vitamin E. Around 20,000 international units of vitamin A, around 400 or so international units a day of vitamin E. Don't forget about your omega fatty acids, especially omega-3 fatty acids. You can get those in the Ultimate EFAs, which are a nice balance of your omega-6s and your omega-3s. There's so much you could do, but that's a good place to start. You can also use, by the way, thyroid extract. You can use thyroid gland extract, not so much for Graves' disease, but more for hypothyroidism or other thyroid issues. Anything else you got for us? Oh, that's the music. All right, Dave, thanks so much. I hope we helped you out. If we didn't, give us a call back tomorrow, or you can always send me an email, ben@ksco.com. Tomorrow we'll talk to Dr. Robert Lustig about his book, Fat Chance. If you get a minute today and you want to preview our talk tomorrow, our discussion with Dr. Lustig tomorrow, check out his YouTube video, Sugar the Bitter Truth. If you want to learn more about the Longevity products, head to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join the Team link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and you can start yourself a Longevity business, make some money selling Longevity products, and you can also join me in my mission to educate the world about the importance of nutritional supplementation. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.